Hello, listeners, and welcome to the introductory episodes of the new podcast, Inclusive Leadership's Your Questions Answered, held in partnership with the Chartered Banker Institute and Men for Inclusion. My name is Joanne Murphy, and I'm CEO at the Chartered Banker Institute, the world's oldest professional body for banking. We're very excited to launch this podcast with Men for Inclusion, as we at the Institute are strong advocates for inclusive leadership. In fact, it links directly with our own aims of promoting responsible banking practice within the workplace. Being a responsible banker means upholding the highest standards of professionalism and commitment to ethical conduct, not only in regard to public interest, but internally too. Following on from our recent webcasts to support Inspire for Inclusion, on International Women's Day, it's more crucial than ever for employees and leaders to understand what inclusive leadership means within their organization and learn how to achieve that, to go from aspiration to how we make this happen in real life. Firstly, I'd like to introduce Gary Ford and Mark Fried, the co-founders of Men for Inclusion. Can we begin by introducing yourselves? Gary, over to you.
Thanks, Joe, and really great to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So Gary Ford, I guess my journey started around diversity and inclusion about 10 years ago. I was a managing director at JPMorgan Chase, part of their executive leadership down in Bournemouth on the south coast of the UK. And I was asked to sponsor their newly formed gender network group for women in technology. As you probably know, technology has a real challenge attracting and retaining women. And I suddenly found myself in a room full of women, 50 or more. I was often the only man. It was a very uncomfortable experience. But I began to realize that there were barriers that were being put in place for women in their careers in technology that up until that point were frankly completely invisible to me. So I began to realize that maybe as an executive in a senior leadership position, that I was part of the problem. I thought of myself as a fair and equitable leader, yet the women around me were still having a lot of these challenges. So we decided that we needed to take that knowledge, if you like, out to the wider male community. I thought if it was invisible to me, it was probably invisible to many other men in the organization. And we launched a Male Allies program for JP Morgan for their technology division. And eventually that became a program that was rolled out to the whole business. When I left JP Morgan, I kind of thought it was a subject that I could share with others. So I wrote a book about the subject, The Accidental Sexist, available on Amazon and all good bookstores. And then through that work, met Mark about a year or so later, and we decided to create a commercial opportunity called Men for Inclusion.
Oh, thanks so much, Gary. And as you mentioned, so Mark's also with us to support this series. So Mark, can you tell us a wee bit more about yourself and actually why this is relevant, following on from International Women's Day?
Joe, thank you. Thanks very much, and thanks for inviting us here. People can't see me today, but if they could see me, they'd see a 64-year-old white, middle-class, well-educated man. But actually, that couldn't be further from the truth. Well, I'm 64, but I was brought up in a household where both my parents were very keen and eager to throw off the stereotypes of complying with outdated beliefs and societal norms. I'm also dyslexic, so I left school with absolutely no qualifications at all and learnt to speak like this, to look like this, to behave like this through my early career. I was successful in my career. One of my last roles was running a technology or helping run a technology company that was owned by Credit Suisse. But I gave that up 25 years ago, set up an organization called E2W, which for the last 25 years has supported and helped women to flourish and succeed in their financial services careers. And during that time, I've learned a lot. I've understood some of the barriers and the challenges they face, and built a real passion for gender equality and inclusion. And it was a few years ago now that I was getting really frustrated at the pace of change. Firms were making commitments, regulators were saying things, governments were saying things. And we all know that this is a good direction to go in, but we weren't making very much progress. And a bit like Gary, I realized and came to the idea that, well, why am I the only man in the room? Why am I the only man that's passionate about this? And realized actually what we needed to do is help and support more men to become passionate about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and perhaps answer some of the questions, what's in it for them?
How does this all link to International Women's Day?
I think, Joe, it's a brilliant question. And I think, first of all, we need to look back at the previous themes for International Women's Day. And they were things like Pledge for Progress, Be Bold for Change, Press for Parity, Balance for Better, Choose to Challenge and Break the Bias. Break the Bias was 2022. And my interpretation of those is that they're forceful calls to action. It's break and press and be bold. So forceful calls to action which highlight inequalities, bias, equal, better, progress. And the outcomes of that potentially have been obviously almost a call to arms to women to come forward and get involved. But also to raise awareness of the barriers they face. But in doing that, hold men responsible, maybe, and exclude and maybe alienate them from the theme. This year or last year's theme was embrace equity, and this year's theme is inspire inclusion. And my interpretation of inspire inclusion is that what it's asking for is intelligent actions that build awareness of the universal benefits of inclusion. You know, inclusion is good for men as well. And we need to progress together on this. It's no longer a him and her, men and women. We've got to do this together because it's good for us all. And there's benefit in it for us all. So I think in some of the podcasts, that's what we're going to be looking to do is inspire inclusion.
Thank you so much for covering that off, Mark. So Gary, what are our episodes about? So tell me a bit more about episode one, what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. So I think, you know, one of the challenges we see at Men for Inclusion is the fact that, you know, when you come to sort of talking about gender and gender equality, it's a subject that a lot of men just don't engage with, right? They're a little bit scared about it. They're maybe a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe they're not sure what can be said. And I think, you know, as Mark indicated, we're firm believers that gender equality benefits everyone. It benefits men as well as benefiting women. And we think that if men get more involved, they begin to realize what's in it for them. But because, you know, there's this initial hesitation, we kind of want to try to introduce the conversation around this idea of becoming more comfortable with something that's actually quite uncomfortable because we're not used to talking about this, because we're not used to kind of engaging with it. How can we shape a conversation that makes it something that men want to get involved in? You know, clearly there are concerns that, you know, in some quarters that this subject has almost gone too far. It's now, you know, an anti-men thing. And, you know, men are now the most discriminated kind of constituents of the workplace. A lot of men, you know, worry that, as I say, they say the wrong thing and that will turn into kind of, you know, almost career suicide. So we want to kind of encourage a conversation about, so how do we get men in the room? How do we make them feel a little bit more comfortable about it? And how do they become more confident about this subject without, you know, completely putting their foot in their mouths?
That's great, Gary. Thanks so much for that overview. And as you said, you know, as the first episode is getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. But speaking to Mark, And Gary is only part of that. Really, what we're looking for is questions coming in from the membership. So all of the podcasts will contain anonymous questions that are sent in by members of the Chartered Banker Institute, and you'll hear the responses to them on the podcast. The first episode is on the 20th of March, and you can select the streaming service that you prefer to hear that on. We look forward to you all joining us and hearing your questions answered, and we will speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.